This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Listening to Radio Hawke's Bay, broadcasting on 1431 AM, 104.7 FM and streaming on the internet at radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Welcome to Folk on Sunday for the 11th of January 2026 with Mitch and Robin Park. On the programme today we have Susan Reed, Phil Garland, Hilary Spencer, Eric Kilburn, Tip McKinney, Valerie Smith, We Mavericks, Linda Marks, Butter Wouldn't Melt, The Wooden Box Band, Sammy Leary, B.B. Bowness and Gene Reed.
American singer Susan Reed was born a century ago today. We have her 1957 LP Susan Reed on the Elektra label, and we have a track from it here, a song about a Norwegian ghost ship credited elsewhere to Kathleen Davis. One of two different songs known in United States schools that tell the same story. This one is called A Mighty Ship Was the Gundramar.
A mighty ship was the Gundramar, ever sailing, proudly sailing. O'er winter waves she adventured far, northward hailing, northward hailing. Through crashing storm and the tempest roar, she's plunging on to find the distant shore. Ever sailing, proudly sailing. All dark the night and wild the storm, waters churning, still brave the ship on the tossing sea, danger spurning, wild crash of rock on a shattered prow, and down beneath a wave a ship shall bow, unreturning. Unreturning. A ghostly ship is the Gundramar, ever sailing, proudly sailing. O'er winter skies she adventures far, northward hailing, northward hailing. No shadow falls on the silver night, as down the moonlit way she takes her flight. Ever sailing, proudly sailing.
Susan Reed with A Mighty Ship.
Sydney poet Jack Moses, who was born on the 12th of January 1861, wrote a poem which has become a foundation of Australiana. It's one of several songs and poems in the folk tradition that mention the road to the rural New South Wales town of Gundagai, never mind the popular and literary traditions. This rendition by Phil Garland, with Barry MacDonald on accordion, is slightly more earthy than usual. Recorded at Canterbury Folk Festival 1976, this is 5 miles from Gundagai.
Thank you. Well, I'm used to punching bullet teams across the hills and plains, and I've teamed out back these 40 years of blazing droughts and rains. I lived a heap of trouble down without a blooming line, but I can't forget what happened to me 5 miles from Gundagai. It was getting dark, the team got bogged, the axle broke in two. I lost me matches and me pipes, so what was I to do? The rain came on, t'was bitter cold, and hungry too was I. And the dog shouting the tucker box 5 miles from Gundagai. Well, some blokes I know have stacks of luck, no matter how they fall. But there was I, Lord Love a Duck, no blasted luck at all. I couldn't make a pot of tea nor get me trousers dry. And the doggy shouting the tucker box 5 miles from Gundagai. Well, I can forgive the blinking team, I can forgive the rain. I can forgive the dark and cold and go through it all again. I can forgive me rotten luck, but hang me till I dies. I can't forgive that bloody dog 5 miles from Gundagai.
Phil Garland with Barry McDonald and 5 miles from Gundagai.
The world lost poet Les Barker of Wrexham, Wales, on the 14th of January 2023. Although he's best known for his comic verse, he also wrote serious poems and songs and persuaded many fine folk singers to perform them. Here on his 2001 Mrs. Ackroyd Records CD, Heirs of the Dog, Hilary Spencer sings Blackbird.
Thank you.
sit in the song of a bird. Farewell, blackbird, farewell. Farewell's a cold, lonely
Hilary Spencer with Blackbird.
The beginning of the month saw a first for New York. A Muslim mayor was installed. Denounced by Donald Trump as a communist, Zoran Mamdani's election is widely credited to his campaign on solutions for the cost of living. When the election result was announced, Massachusetts singer-songwriter Eric Kilburn adapted the Merle Haggard song Okie from Muskogee to produce this one. In the latest Hudson Harding Music Bundle, Folk Now, January 2026, this is Commie Like Mamdani.
There's a fresh wind blowing off the Hudson. There's a warm glow surrounding City Hall. There's a Muslim moving into Gracie Mansion. New York City, you're the sweetest sight of all. Now the White House says the mayor is a danger. They're trying to stir up fear about Zoran. They say soon he'll have us quoting Chairman Mao. He's gonna make us all eat hummus and read the Quran. But I'm proud to be a commie like Mamdani, if that's what you're calling him, then sign me up. Feed the people, freeze the rent, tax the rich 50%, and stick it to that blowhard Donald Trump. Well, it's gotta tell you something about this city. That 24 years since the towers fall, they elect as their mayor a bearded Mecca prayer, who when the fat cats ring, he don't take the call. So I'm proud to be a commie like Mamdani, if that's what you're calling him, then sign me up. Feed the people, freeze the rent, tax the rich 50%, and stick it to that blowhard Donald Trump. Feed the people, freeze the rent, tax the rich 50%, and stick it to that Donald Trump.
Eric Kilburn singing Commie Like Mamdani. Stay with us to hear Tip McKinney, Valerie Smith, Wee Mavericks, Linda Marks, Butter Wouldn't Melt, The Wooden Box Band, Sammy Leary, B.B. Bowness and Jean Reed.
You're listening to Folk on Sunday with Robin and Mitch on Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. Our next bracket is about hard times and hard people in America. The first is the title song from the new digital reissue of the 1977 Smithsonian Folkways album, I'm Old But I'm Awfully Tough, Traditional Music of the Ozark Region. This was a collection of field recordings made in southern Missouri and in northern Arkansas over the period of 1975 to 76 by members of the Missouri Friends of the Folk Arts. This song seems to be in the vaudeville tradition and is credited to Cal Stewart, who recorded it in 1902 for Victor. Here it's performed by Tip McKinney.
I've been to New England, I've sailed on the Main, been around this world three times and I'm going again. I've slept in the cinder pile where it was rough. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough, you see. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. I've been in the boo joint, drank whiskey and rum. I'm a great deal of feller for to have lots of fun. I've slept in a cinder pile where it was rough. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough, you see. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough.
Tip McKinney with I'm Old, But I'm Awfully Tough.
The next item is two adjacent tracks from a new two-disc album by Valerie Smith called Maggie's Journal and released on New Year's Day on the Bell Buckle Records label. The journal recounts the early life of Margaret Atterbury Brooks McCamus, who lived in West Missouri. Parts of her journal and associated song lyrics describe the neglect or physical abuse and violence that Maggie experienced at the hands of her parents and first husband. Valerie Smith reads a piece of the journal, then sings a song inspired by that portion all the way through the album. This pairing is a story about farm chores in childhood with a song titled Warm My Feet and Cry.
The day would come to iron the clothes. Nora would throw all of them at me. Mine, Dad's, Mom's, and hers too. Babies, there were always babies around me. Lord, I don't remember if it was a boy or a girl. It was a baby that was gonna be left for me to watch. The child cried so much when I was taking care of it. Wore me out walking the floor. I'd pace and get it to settle. Then I'd try to sit down and the whole darn process started all over again. Finally, I decided to be strong and willed myself to sit the baby down. It began to cry again, but this time I let the baby go on crying. My father came in the room and was mad. He cut the blood out of me with a buggy whip. Must have whipped me for about 15 minutes. I decided instead of taking further beatings, the baby was the better decision, and walked that child around for another 2 hours. Whenever there was hard work to be done, I was the one to have to do it. When we washed, it was always me to carry the water. During the winter months, snow would cover the ground, leaving my feet with no feeling, but stinging pain. I never had no shoes, nor stockings. It was cold and unbearable. I went to a spring that was down below the hill of our farm to get buckets of water. It was all right going down, but coming back up, I could barely make it. My feet would bleed, burn, and hurt. When I got back to the house, I'd warm them a little and cry. Then here would come Nora and say, "Mad, go up and get some more water."
Reading number 3 from Maggie's journal and Warm My Feet and Cry from Valerie Smith.
This next song by Australasian duo Wee Mavericks is on a similar theme about abuse and neglect, a relationship where care is absent. From their 2024 self-published CD, Heart of Silver, this one, written and performed by Victoria Vergenza and Lindsay Martin, is titled Carefree.
Leave me there. Have another care. Leave me here. I'll never know another fear. I can be carefree, 'cause no one cared for me. Carefree, a motherless child. It's a tragedy.
yourself go. You gotta let yourself go. Your broken bones can knit, your shattered soul can heal, your frozen heart can feel, your dying dreams come true, if you pull them through. All the pain you've known, you're not alone. No, you're not alone.
Mavericks with Carefree. You're listening to Folk on Sunday, coming to you from Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM in sunny Hawke's Bay, New Zealand. In a few moments we'll hear Linda Marks, Butter Wouldn't Melt and the Wooden Box Band. Later on we'll play Sammy Leary, BB Bonus and Gene Reed.
Tune in around midnight on Saturday for even more of our favourite music in Kidnappers Kaylee, an hour of instrumental music based on traditional folk dance types. For more information on the recordings we're playing today, search for the Folk on Sunday page on radiohawkesbay.org.nz, where you can find our recent broadcasts and a link to our playlists posted on Facebook. While you're there, click on the On Air Now button to get great streaming audio from Radio Hawke's Bay. Or subscribe to the NZ Folk mailing list through the kiwifolk.com website to receive our playlist by email every week, complete with websites you can visit to order CDs and downloads. For more folk music on air or by podcast, Google Access Radio Taranaki's Folk Music Hour, hosted by David Calder. And if bluegrass is your thing, search Paul Trenwith's Back Porch Bluegrass from Free FM in Hamilton, or hear repeats of our own Trevor Ruffles' Best of Bluegrass here at 7 AM on Fridays. And if you enjoy live, unamplified music, bring your instrument and join in the Celtic Jam on Wednesday nights at the Rose and Shamrock, Napier Road, Havelock North, where the session starts about 7:30 PM.
Back on deck.
Mm.
Here's another song from the latest Hudson Harding music album, Folk Now, January 2026. This one, by Massachusetts singer-songwriter Linda Marks, is a song for the anniversary of the wildfires that wiped out many homes in Los Angeles last January. This is called Queen of the Angels.
Flames burn through the valley of smoke. One to heal planet Earth. So many people scared and homeless, so many dreams have fallen through. Where is the queen of the
was Queen of the Angels.
From here on, we present the recordings nominated for the Aotearoa New Zealand Folk Alliance 2025 Folk Music Awards. Wellington group Butter Wouldn't Melt had the satisfaction of their self-published album Where the Roots Grow Deep being selected as a finalist. They were in the original album division, since there's not one item on the album that's not by group members, the bulk being by Andrea Reed and Nick Burfield. The only exception is this song by their fiddler Cara Brasted. This one is the subject of the cover illustration, Stars Hang Upside Down.
Yeah.
Stars hang upside down from Butter Wouldn't Melt.
The winner of the ANZFA Best Original Album Award for 2025 was Wellington group The Wooden Box Band for their self-published CD Broken River. Here's a song by Jesse Moss from that album using the metaphor of wildfire for love, or as we Antipodeans say, bushfire. Wooden Box Band with Bushfire. Stay tuned to Folk on Sunday to hear Sammy Leary, BB Bonus, and Gene Reed.
Folk on Sunday with Mitch and Robin Park comes to you on Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. Well, it's pleasing that the best New Zealand folk album of the year, in my opinion, took the Aotearoa New Zealand Folk Alliance Award for Best Kiwiana Album 2025. A mixture of traditional and original narrative songs written by Sammy Leary and others. This one is Sammy Leary's Old Shed Records CD, Old Bush Road. Here's an old bush song from it, collected by the late Frank Fife in the late 1960s from a number of sources, including the well-known author Barry Crump. Its title is simply Timber.
From the bushman to the breaking out, from the breakout to the skirts, from the skinnies to the tramway boys, that's how my timber goes. Timber, I want to go back to Ontario. Timber, I want to go home. From the Lockies to the sawmill skids, from the skiddies to the breaking down, from the breaker to the breastbench boys, that's how my timber goes. Timber, I want to go back to Ontario. Timber, I want to go home. From the slip truckies down to the yard, from the yardman up into the stacks, and from the stackies to the river boys, that's how my timber goes. Timber, I want to go back to Ontario. Timber, I want to go home. Timber, I want to go back to Ontario. Timber, I want to go home.
Timber, sung by Sammy Leary.
Banjo phenomenon Catherine BB Bonus took the ANZFA Best Americana Album Award with her 2025 self-published CD, Good Time Revival, which includes five of her own tunes. This selection is a song by American country Celtic genius Tim O'Brien, possibly based on an old-time fiddle tune. This is Train on the Island.
Still miss darling.
BB Bonus with Train on the Island.
BB's album shared the Best Folk Album of the Year award with the winner of the Traditional Album category, Jean Reid's self-published CD, and Aye She Sings. And to close the program today, we have a track from this album, a traditional ballad concerning deception, cross-dressing, and the military career of the pretty drummer boy.
Well, I was brought up in Yorkshire, and when I was 16, I ran away from home, and that's when the soldier I became. Well, me fine cap and feather, likewise me rattle and drum, they learned me to play upon the rub-a-dub-a-dum. There's me gentle waist a-slender, and me fingers long and small, could play upon the rub-a-dub the best of them all. Well, it's many was the friends me lads have had among the French, and boldly I did fight me boys, although I'm but a wench. And I buttoned up me tunic, and often had a smile, to think I lived among the men and a maiden all the while. With me fine cap and feather, likewise me rattle and drum, they learned me to play upon the rub-a-dub-a-dum. With me gentle is the slender, and me fingers long and small, could play upon the rub-a-dub the best of them all. Well, they never found me secret out until the very hour they sent me up to London to be sentry at the Tower. And a lady fell in love with me, and I told her I's a maid. She went up to me officer, and me secret she betrayed. With me fine cap and feather, likewise me rattle and drum, they learned me to play upon the rub-a-dub-a-dum. With me gentle waist a-slender, and me fingers long and small, could play upon the rub-a-dub the best of them all. Well, he unbuttoned my fair tunic, and he found that it was true. It's sad, he says, to lose a pretty drummer boy like you. And so now I must return again to me mum and dad at home. No longer with me comrades, no longer can I roam. With me fine cap and feather, likewise me rattle and drum, they learned me to play upon the rub-a-dub-a-dum. With me gentle waist a-slender, and me fingers long and small, could play upon the rub-a-dub the best of them all.
If you'd like to hear this program again, search Folk on Sunday on the Radio Hawke's Bay website or on accessmedia.nz, where you'll find some amazing programs contributed by all 12 community access radio stations all around New Zealand. We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Folk on Sunday and that you'll join us again next week. And do tune in to Kidnappers Kaylee here on Radio Hawke's Bay at midnight on Saturday for an hour of instrumental music. Till then, this is Robin and Mitch Park wishing you good listening, good health, good luck, and goodbye.
Toodaloo.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.